Which one of you is about to get married? Okay. Well, I'm sure you got a big day planned. I'm sure you're very excited, you know? And it's coming up, and you're going to be there on the big day, and you're going to be sitting behind that table, wherever, you know, with your husband. You're going to be looking out. You're going to see all your friends and family dancing and drinking and everything. Nobody wants to be there at all. Just remember that. Remember that your wedding is a goddamn burden on your friends and family. There's nothing worse than getting invited to a wedding. It's just the most imposing. It's horrible. You're expected to bring a gift. No other event in anybody's life are you expected to bring a gift, right? Like if you went to your best friend's birthday, sir, you know what I mean? It'd be in some bar and you'd show up and you go, hey, dude, I don't have time to get you a present. Who gives a fuck? Let's get wasted. Woo! All right, yeah. Here's your present, Jägerbomb. Thanks. That was easy. Thanks. Hey, Dad, you want a present for Father's Day? Presents are for pussies. Would I raise a little fucking pussy or something? Hey, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day?
All I ever wanted was a happy family. That's all I ever asked for.
Weddings are the only event because for the most part, people take themselves way too seriously when they get married. My God, did you ever see a couple of assholes that tie the knot and then climb into a horse and carriage after the ceremony? People actually do that. They climb into a horse and carriage like they're Ebenezer Scrooge or some shit. Look at us, isn't this so great? Look, it's our day, this is all for us, the horses and the carriage. I hope that thing crashes into a fucking ravine and you get trampled to death. You deserve to die like that. How dare you take yourself that seriously? This is a little house on the prairie. Get the fuck out of that horse and carriage. Did you ever go to a wedding where the groom wears a top hat all day? And he carries a cane around like he's the mayor of romance. Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome to Love Town. I'm Captain Douche. You finally get to the reception, right? Finally get to the reception, and you're right in the middle of that first plate of hors d'oeuvre, and then that guy comes out. Everybody, please, stop eating and drinking if you could. These kids are gonna have their first dance. Could you all stop eating and drinking, please? These kids are gonna have their first spin around the old... No. I'm not stopping the only thing I came to this shitstorm for today. Watch you assholes spin around a Lionel Richie for 3.5 minutes. I don't give a fuck. Do something I care about. Consummate the relationship on the dance floor. When you bang her from behind under that pepperoni tray, all right? When she drinks your load down the ice luge like it's a shot of Red Bull and Jaeger, then maybe I'll put down my cheese cube for 10 seconds. Nobody's having fun at your wedding. If you're single at a wedding, you just feel lonely. If you're in a relationship at a wedding, it just applies pressure. The only one really enjoying himself is a little prick that carries the ring down the aisle. Yeah, because everybody sucks his ass. All day you gotta hear it. Didn't he do great? Wasn't he great? Didn't he do great? Yeah, the kid's a fucking genius. He can walk in a straight line and not drop shit, yes. Yeah, get him into the pre-med stuff now. Let's talk about it for another 2 hours. That gift thing bothers me more than anything. That gift thing really bugs me because it's not just the wedding, right? They get engaged, you got to buy them something for the engagement party. Then you got to get a gift for the bridal shower. Then you drop money at the bachelor party. Then you drop money at the bachelorette party. You got to get them a gift for the wedding. And if they decide to have a baby, you got to buy them something for the christening too. You know what? You decide to start the family. Go fuck yourself. This isn't my financial responsibility.
Less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
They don't do that anymore, but it's just...
Do I need to hit the button again?
No, it's really good.
Like, none of that shit.
Just because you want a Jeff Goldblum and onion, that's your fault. Piece of shit. And call it Field of Greens.
I fund you.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
I have another one.
Gayer than, a Holly Berries and Cream from Planet Hollywood? I don't think so.
No. It would be perfect. It would be perfect for first dates.
I was going to say, we haven't had an update with your food challenges in.
Yeah, okay, right. Fine. But will they serve like a Planet Hollywood pickleless cage, which is...
you're an asshole.
Fried pickle basket?
Yeah, fried pickle basket. Now, Dutch, also Planet Hollywood, a good dessert to have is a Cuba Pudding Jr. And it's really delicious.
Is that a dessert?
It's a dessert.
It's a chocolate thing.
Now, Marie, is your wine and cheese picnic place, is it going to sell like Planet Hollywood has the Brioncé cheese?
Well, I'm sure we could get some.
Okay. Cool. That'd be great. What? Look, listen, there's stuff for British people too, like the James Earl scone. Those are really good. Everyone needs to relax.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero.
Italiano vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Everybody, you're listening to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with my host, or co-host, sorry, Royce Lopez.
Hello, no, you can call me your host. I'll take that.
You are my host.
I am your host. You're my host.
You host a lot of the things, but
I'll host all over you.
AIDS. Marie Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Well, Mitch didn't get on, but we do have Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
Oh wait.
Are they finally getting on?
Hi, Mitch.
Connection is different.
We're here.
There they are.
Yeah, are you? Because I don't see you on Hangout.
Mitch, how much do you love B. Miller?
And also, how much do you bench? Answer both questions with one answer.
Mitch. I'm just going to play B. Miller.
Oh.
The reason why I'm playing this is because I heard this. I was watching college football, and they had this song as like a lead out song going into commercial.
This is terrible.
And I heard it, and I was like, ooh, this is catchy. So I shazammed it off the TV.
This is a terrible song.
It is a terribly awesome song.
Boo,
so I tweeted out that I was
boo,
like,
Wendy.
My musical
boo,
taste.
Boo, Wendy, touch the burger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy. Liar.
But I tweeted out, like, my musical tastes have gotten to that of a 15-year-old girl at this point. And Patrick tweeted me back and said, man up, faggot.
That sounds like something Patrick would say. That does sound like something he would say, too.
I love Pat.
Oh, shit. Oh, quick.
This is one of our longest listeners.
Quick announcement, by the way. Google Play, which is the, you know, Google's version of iTunes, mm-hmm. is going to start having podcasts now. And
Woo.
We are going to be one of the first stations on it.
Ooh.
Wait, they're actually going to have stations as well?
No, it's going to be, they're going to do, like, you know, iTunes has all the podcast feed. Well, Google Play is going to have a podcast feed. And More Like Radio is going to be on one. When they launch, we're going to be one of the first stations.
I love
on
that,
it.
Like, I'm one of the owners of the station, and this is news
it's
to me
not,
on the
it's
air.
Not your fault. It's not your fault.
Just, you know, thanks for cluing
in. Dutch, no, it is
we
his fault.
Literally just found out
it
right before
fault.
We went to air.
It's his fault, okay. though, right. because yeah. I knew before him. I knew.
Yeah, Marie. Did, well, you're in the same
I
house
knew.
As me.
Well,
thank you for telling all of us, Marie,
well,
right before
I
we go on the air.
I figured you just yell at me and not pay attention.
Well, for things like this, you deserve to get yelled at.
Boo, Wendy.
Boo, Marie.
Boo.
But anyways, our number is 954-573-2078. Did I already
guess
say
who
that?
Knew before Dutch? I did. Dutch is slow.
I just found out about it 5 minutes before the show, so it's a very new thing.
Oh, so you knew before Dutch too?
Okay, I don't like how everybody knows everything before me. Right
well, now. So we actually have a group on Facebook where we talk to each other like friends.
Yeah, like friends.
Oh, you mean the one that yeah, we keep no, adding Dutch was, to and he leaves?
Here's the thing. I was part of that group, Mitchell, before you decided to destroy everybody's life with the double vision bit that happened a couple of years ago.
That's ever so since then, long ago.
This is a totally different group.
This is
a different
group.
I don't join groups where you're involved because of that.
You know, we haven't double visioned each other.
We haven't done that anymore.
It doesn't matter. It's you jump from one bit to the next. That's the reason why I stopped.
It's not a bit.
Stop her from doing that.
It's just my life.
Now it's more. Yes.
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 There you go. That's another like thing that will feed. My phone will just continue to ring from that dumb bit.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the reason why. It's like, not that I don't like you guys. I love you. We're going to Branson together.
We
so
are.
By the way, any new Branson updates?
No, we're just going there. I mean, there's nothing's changed there. I mean, we're just going to hope most of the people we go to see don't die.
Have we actually decided like what we're going to be doing from day to day? You got to stop the dog from
I will throw Pepper against the wall if she keeps doing that.
Okay, so Kelsey decided it was a good idea to get her. You remember Lamb Chop?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen that toy.
Yes.
So she got like a Lamb Chop toy that has a squeaker in the middle of it. Honey, if you throw it out there with the door open, she's going to take it and bring it back in here.
Whoa! When has a dog ever done that before?
Yeah, when has a dog ever done that? Her headphones were on. But
that doesn't sound like something a dog would do. They seem to be very...
Oh, get this toy out of here!
Oh, you're right. Yes. You're right. I understand what you're saying.
As far as you can, and that'll make them stop.
The dog will be like, oh, I guess she wants me out of the room. I guess I shouldn't bring it back.
I threw it in the cage and locked the cage, and she can't get in there.
How about you lock her in the cage and keep the toy out?
Why don't you lock Dutch in the cage?
I would like to do that right
Fuck
now.
Fuck you.
What?
You want to host a show by yourself?
You would look
so Why? What? So it'll be like every other week?
We're here now.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
When was the last one I missed?
Oh, snap. I
was
fucking...
was the last one I missed?
I don't know. That's funny. Right? Ask Cammy. Ask Cammy. He fills in for you.
Ooh, it's getting hot.
I love
here.
The fact that like whenever I miss a week, you guys just go on without me. But whenever you miss a week, we can't do a show.
You can. I never told
Let's
you
talk
not
about
to.
That for a second.
I've never told. Have I ever told you not to do a show? I just said I'm not
no,
going to do it
every single time. You can't do. No, it. We can't do a show.
I thought you said whenever you're not around, we can't do a show.
I've never said that.
You've said that every time.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that's true. I think the real reason we
it was after the last time it happened was the awesome show, and then you're like, yep, I can't be gone anymore. So.
No. That's had Dutch
yeah,
is
like,
fine.
You're the only person who actually pulls the strings. I love the fact that like we're all part owners, but you're the one who tells me when I can and can't broadcast.
I've never told you not to broadcast. Here's the real reason. The listeners, I'll let you know the fourth wall stuff. Dutch doesn't like setting up his Edcast or the cameras. That's why when I don't do it, it doesn't happen. It's fine. I don't care. Well, but let me say it on
I
air.
Know what the real reason is? No. I actually... My other computer that had all that stuff set up on it died.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm going to say right now on air, that way next time I ever miss a show, they shit on you. You are more than welcome to do a show if I can.
No, just you know, don't take
more
cheap shots when you know there's plenty of shit I can take shots at you for.
I know. I couldn't run the stuff myself.
Yeah, I know. You have a small brain.
Could. No, I just run Skype. That's it. I can handle Skype.
Can we talk about a real prom?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Do you know how hard it is to find a fucking top hat for someone with a head my size?
Hey, first of all, okay, I saw that on Facebook. Why are you shopping for suits?
Oh no! Well, no, I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to a wedding in 2 weeks.
Oh, like we can't go to a wedding?
For Halloween?
No.
You think we can't go to weddings and have friends?
The suit has nothing to do with Halloween. The suit's because the
it's
suit
a very
is
very nice suit, by the way.
Thank you. I went to Men's Warehouse. I'll let you know. I went. It's
for blowjobs.
Jesse, who'd stun the show, the one that you hate, Dutch, Jesse, it's her wedding in a couple weeks.
Oh, boo. Oh, God, I hope that fails.
Yeah. And statistically, all weddings, all marriages work out. So
that's what I'm banking on.
So we're going to the wedding, so I needed to get, I was getting my suit. I've lost so much weight. It was fucking ridiculous. Like, well, I was out in the suit store. I haven't been in there forever, obviously.
Oh, boo.
I walk in and I was like,
so much
wait, I'm wearing people pants?
No,
it wasn't a good.
The pants that he had for the last wedding
were ridiculous, Dutch.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay. No.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
No.
Like, they were too big.
They were so big, the Asian seamstress lady just laughed in our face and said, no, we
you
can't.
You need EKG now.
Why does every
we
time
we're... Pets now.
We you need new pets it. Now. You lose a lot of weight.
You're right.
You're going to die. Workout's not good.
He needs to stop going to Asian women. You're completely right. They're so heartless.
I think they're just racist against Cubans.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good theory. Right.
Those are Royce's old pants.
Hold on.
And she looked at that and she's like, no.
We can fit Sherry in there.
We can't fit
in your pants.
Royce Pooh, can you get your camera like first layer? I can't see. I can barely see it. Here. That, wow.
Look.
Oh, man.
Two fish.
You really have gotten here. Skinny.
It still have room.
Dude, yeah, no. Marie could fit in here with me.
So, sometimes I get scared and I jump in with him.
So I cut, yeah, because I tell.
There's loud noise.
I sent her a text and I was like, yeah, I'm going to try on my suit. I haven't worn it in a long time. And I put it on and I'm like, I don't think they could alter this because I was going to take it to get altered. And they're like, they can't alter this. I mean, they could probably make
too much material.
And they could probably make two pairs of pants.
And I kept arguing. I kept arguing with them. I'm like, you should at least try. Just ask them.
I know. Mean, I was like, you don't understand, Marie.
I'm like, no, seriously, just ask them.
So I go to this Asian lady, dry cleaner. And I asked her the alter suits. And she's like, we do everything. So I go to the dry cleaning lady, the alteration. And I show up. And first thing I learn is they can't do jackets. So don't tell me you alter stuff. Say only pants. Fine. I don't care. They can't do jackets. So I show up in the pants and she's like, oh no, can't alter these. I'm like, why not? She's like, too big.
You were too fat.
Dude, you were just too fat. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I can't wear
these.
You
ate too much junk food.
So I think she was the same doctor.
You're healthy now. You weren't healthy then.
Yeah. So
I'm both doctor and seamstress.
Both.
I'm hard worker. You Americans, very lazy.
And she works at the Panda Express. It's really weird. So, I went.
You
to the,
need to know what working two jobs is like.
I went to the men's. I went to the
doctor. No pay bills no more.
It doesn't.
Obama ruined everything.
It's true. She said all those things to me. I went to the men's warehouse.
You have ticket for dry cleaning bill?
And I was like, I don't really. And by the way, you want to talk like an asshole? I ask her, do you know an area that would alter a place that would alter this? Because I know there's a men's warehouse, but it was far. She goes, oh, JCPenney down the road, they do it. So I drive.
You can go there if you want fleas.
So I walk in to JCPenney's, and I walk to the front. And first off, can I say I haven't walked into an actual mall store in a long time? And you could tell they're cutting back, man. There was, like, I think, one person working the entire store. So I walk to the front. I go, do you have alterations here? Because she goes, no, we don't have that here. I'm like, all right, so fine. I go to men's warehouse. They alter it. I buy some pants. I actually put on people pants. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm wearing normal people pants. But to answer your question, the reason I need a top hat is for... We're going to a Halloween party on Saturday, and we've decided to go like...
Saturday being Halloween.
Yeah, a Dia de los Muertos married couple, where Marie's going to wear her wedding dress, paint her face.
Well, not my wedding dress. Well, I'm going to wear
like
the...
Like a sugar skull face?
Yeah,
thing. Right, like that.
I'm going to wear the night before wedding dress right. dress. So it's a short dress, not my full gown. I don't want to walk around.
So you're like a slutty bride?
Right.
No, it's not a slut.
Well, I mean...
The dress goes down to my knees.
You got to be like a profession and then add slutty.
No. Marie's a slut, not the way she dresses in her actions.
Yeah.
Well,
No, you either go slutty or you go scary.
Or go home. You go
slutty
or you
go home.
I go funny.
No, I'm going slutty.
Boo.
I'm going funny and controversial.
Oh, you're going Jesus riding a raptor, right?
Yep.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking for a top hat, and then I actually get a tape measure to measure my head to figure out what size I need. Because I was going to say,
what? You have a big dome.
Dude, let me
your
explain.
Your head is like the size of mine.
I've never actually quantified it until today. So I'm looking online, and I'm like, the biggest hats that they make online are fitted hat sizes are 7 3/8.
Yeah.
I look online and 7 3/8 is basically 23.5 inches around.
Okay,
the head.
Hold on. Mitch just was, I just saw,
I'm
he just measured his head. How big is your head, Mitchell?
21 inches.
21. Okay, cool. That's awesome.
How big is yours?
Okay, I measured it. 25 inches. This is not a lie. I'll do it now if you won't believe me.
Big ass head.
Dude, I was scared. I measured my head and I was like, 25 inches? What the fuck?
You have a wide head.
Chipotle burrito bigger than me.
Dude, yeah, I am. I exactly what I am.
I'm actually, I'm scared to see what my head says. Do we have a tape measure?
I am an Asian penis bigger than you, Mitch.
But now, Royce, when you got when you went to Men's Warehouse, did you ask them to see if they had a hat size for you?
They didn't have any hats I wanted anyway, and I ended up finding the hat I needed at Target. Apparently, they have hats for mongoloids. So
that happened when I got fitted for a suit, and then just on a whim, it had nothing to do with my tuxedo rental. I asked them like if they can measure my head because I wanted to know what my hat size was. Because all my life through sports, like anything that needed like a headgear, I always had to wear like extra large or like a size 8. She grabs the largest hat in the store, this really pretty right. black chick, and she puts it on my head, and then she just goes.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, Dutch is measuring his head. Not with the headphones on.
I'm taking them off. Hold on.
You big idiot.
just one ear.
So I find the hat finally that fits, and it's one of those like one size fits all things that kind of has a thing inside,
or like a flex fit,
right?
Stretchy
like one. That. So it ended up fitting me. I had to go.
It has
to Target.
The Elastigrip.
Yeah, basically. How big is Dutch's
do you
dome?
See me? 27. Y'all want to guess what my head size is?
I have no clue.
27.
There's no way.
She just measured.
Your head's bigger than mine. That's impossible.
No, there's no way.
They can't be right.
That
you got to measure again.
Did she measure?
16 plus 11 is 27.
Well, just go all the way around. Why is she doing math?
Well, yeah, why are you doing math?
We have a tape measure in the garage.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
Do it now.
Fuck.
You get tape measure now.
How many foot-long subs is it around?
Yeah, I was going to say, how many subs is that?
Mine is 2 1 inch. Around.
So, two Fogels and
mind you,
bit.
Keep in mind, I shave my head, so I don't even have hair, so it's not even like I have hair making it bigger. I have a big.
I'm 22 and a half.
Still, that's normal. That's a large, actually.
It's hat size, I'm about a 7 or a 7 1/4.
Yeah, that's a large head. But mine is ridiculous. Mine is, like, I went to Lids many years ago to buy a fitted hat, and they said, you got a special order online. I'm like, well, thank you for making me feel like a fucking animal. So yeah,
all my hats, anytime I've ever gotten one, it's been large, extra large. So
yeah,
I got a big ass head.
Yeah, man, I got a big fucking dome.
And then I put on a baby hat just to show Royce that he was his.
Yeah,
was
Marie put
big.
A newborn hat on. If you look in the chat,
it's
room.
A newborn baby hat. It fit on my head.
On her little baby head.
I was like,
oh, here we go. Sherry's getting her head measured.
I'm
now.
A little baby.
I can't imagine it's too big. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Here's mine.
Now she's using the yellow tape measure that you use for construction work.
It'll work.
Right on the center.
Sherry has a bigger head than me.
What is it?
She's 23.
Okay. It's still bigger than theirs, though. Mine's a 24.
Oh, welcome. You're welcome to the big head club. Congratulations.
I've always had a huge dome.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. What did we do this week? We just hung out. I don't think we did anything really.
I was going to say, what did you guys do this weekend? Can I say what we did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pass.
No, Sherry, go ahead. You go first.
I got something that I'm going to bring to Branson that I would like to demonstrate for you guys.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. I know what it is.
Yeah. Wait, okay. What do you do? You have to
check it out. Check it out. Look at the camera. Yeah,
okay.
Look at the camera.
Go get it. Mitchell, tell us what it is.
Oh, it's on.
It's already on.
Show you.
Check this out. This is baller for Branson.
All right, for podcast listeners,
she's unzipping
Sherry
her jacket.
Is seductively taking her hoodie down.
Uh-huh. Oh
she's
yeah,
just wearing a bra.
Not like. Just any bra.
Seems
Dutch.
To be some sort of sports bra with a hose,
and it is a wine bra. She has the wine
Sherry.
Bra.
Fill it up.
Mitch, fill
like,
it up.
It's like a camel pack bra. Oh
yes.
My God, there's a hose.
Mitch, fill it up.
Fill it up, Mitch.
Make it blow up.
So blow it in.
Do a profile thing?
Yeah.
Something so that...
There you go. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, here
we go. Normal Sherry boobs. Start blowing.
Into it.
They're growing. How much wine can you... Oh, my God. It's getting bigger. How much wine can you fit in there?
A whole bottle.
A whole bottle?
What?
That's awesome.
It takes her from a C to a double D.
What?
That's pretty sick.
It works as a great push-up bra, too.
Yeah,
you think that Kelsey paid like thousands of dollars to do that.
Yeah, you could.
And there isn't even wine.
Only $30, and I could drink from them.
See, the thing that I said is like when you see a girl in the beginning of the night, like, holy shit, she has big tits, and as you get drunker, her tits are getting smaller, but you don't even notice.
It so balances like, out.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
No, she's the one getting drunker. You're not getting any drunker. Say.
Oh, she's saying release the air. Are you release the air? What is that? Oh, is that the pouch?
That's the pouch. Okay,
oh, okay. I see how it works. That's pretty cool.
So you can put it in any bra. It's just an apparatus, essentially, that you can stuff.
You can stuff
it
in any.
It has a pouch that it goes
with. Oh,
so there's an actual bra that goes with it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty ingenious. Where did you find it?
Amazon.
You know, that link at the bottom of the page, the chat page.
Oh, the one I should click on?
The one you should click on to order your wine rack.
And make sure you have your pop-up blockers disabled.
Yes. And she said it actually is actually just a comfortable bra in general, too.
It is?
It actually is really comfortable, and it still has a little bit of padding, so I can see myself using it for more than just being an alcoholic.
So, guys.
I mean, when you're biking, you can use it for water.
Just in addition to.
Jerry, you're set. All you got to do is get those tampon flask, and just throw that in your purse. You'll be a walking fucking bar. It'd be amazing.
Especially if we're going to Branson. That's a great goodbye, guys.
Go into.
I don't think they'll work for Kelsey though. I don't know if she can fit much more in her shirt.
Wait a minute. Can you use it in the inverse direction for stealing things?
And another question: do they have a keg size version?
Can you pad your butt with it? That's another question.
Mm-hmm.
What about a wine butt?
I want one.
See, look, that'll work. You know what's going to be funny when we're all getting drunk at a Branson show drinking out of her bra?
I can't wait, dude.
Like, Sherry, let me get a sip of that.
Sherry, I need some more mother's milk.
Mother's milk.
Mommy's got what you need.
Dutch, how great would it be if the dispenser was in the nipples? That would make it even better.
Do you know how pissed people would be? But they're too polite, I would assume.
Yeah,
people would actually go to Branson on purpose.
And if it were red wine and I start dribbling down, it looks like I'm just biting her.
No, Dutch.
I'm a vampire.
Dutch, we go to a restaurant in Branson. Would you like any wine? No, thanks. I make my own. And you just fucking... I gotta say, man, that's pretty badass for a lot of things. Like going into a concert and shit. Like you could fill that up with. Doesn't have to be wine. You can fill up with any booze.
Right.
Just get hammered.
Well, I'm glad you guys approve.
I do.
Well, who wouldn't approve?
It's boob and booze. It's boob and booze.
No, I really wasn't.
There was never a concern of us not approving of that. That is a fantastic.
I'm glad, nonetheless.
Yes, that's a great invention.
Possibly the best of all time. Everyone should. Oh, speaking of inventions, I remember what we did this week.
Here we go.
What'd you do this weekend?
So we were hanging out at our pals Joyce and Joe's house as we normally do, and
the guy you made out with.
Yeah, the second guy I made out with. You're the second
first guy. I was the second.
So we went. We were hanging out with had some buddies in town, and we were hanging out with them.
Some old friends, and we were meeting them for the first time and or second time, depending on who in the group it was.
And somehow we started talking about.
I don't remember.
We started
how the,
talking about.
I don't remember.
By the way, Maria is sober when this happened.
Completely dead sober.
We were talking about selfie sticks, and Marie goes, "Wouldn't it be great if they had a butthole selfie stick? Because it's so hard to take a picture of your own butthole."
It really is. There's a need for butthole selfies.
So Marie sits down and she grabs a notepad.
How on earth are you going to take
maybe
a good?
Maybe in the gay community, I don't know.
How on earth are you going to take a good butthole selfie when it's all packed behind you?
I've never thought about
you?
It until you just uttered those words.
Look in the chat room.
I need a selfie of my butthole.
Look in the chat room.
The moment I started saying we need to find a way to do a butthole selfie stick, it immediately clicked into my head how to build it. But the way I was describing it, no one was understanding me. So I got out a pencil and some paper, and I started sketching feverishly.
You're a good artist.
She has
good drawings.
Thank you very much. So I drew the first one, which is on the right-hand side, which is just only the apparatus,
I'm going to be sharing this on the Dutch and Royce page if anyone wants to see it.
So at first I just draw the apparatus,
but it
works, right?
That's
So I was like, no, guys, it's totally like you have your normal selfie stick, right? And you have the handle. But instead of the handle, it's actually going to be like what a woman has when she gets her vagina tested. You know how it's like the forceps, you kind of go in and then you crank it a little bit and it just widens to the most comfortable point.
Oh,
just stretch
it out.
Yes, it's a spreader. And right. But I was like, well, you're going to need a hand crank, right? So it's like, then I was like, okay, you have to draw the hand crank. So you have to, and of course, you know, for comfortable.
I love being a whole spreader.
for the comfortability, the we're going to have rubber stoppers on either end.
Obviously, it would be ridiculous.
It would be
any
very
other way.
Uncomfortable to have just metal on your butt cheeks keeping them open. But so use the hand crank and the rubber stoppers are going to push your butt cheeks open just so you get a nice shot of the butthole. And then, of course, you put your cell phone on the other end and it's pointed now directly into your butthole, right? But then you're like, well, I can't do this reach around thing comfortably. Like, you can't reach around to hit the button to hit click. So I'm like, you're going to need some sort of handle, you know, some sort of, you know, to just kind of pull back right, and hit right. it. So then, of course, like, I had to draw the handle on the other side to be able to hit the picture. And of course, you're going to need the flash on because it's going to be dark down there. So then I was like, I'm trying to describe it and they're not getting it. They're being really slow. I'm like, listen, guys, I'll draw it in the butthole so you can see it in action. So then I had to go back to the drawing board and do a profile view. And the moment I came back with the second one, they were all like, oh.
So, yeah, we invented a butthole selfie stick that I believe is functional.
I'm shocked at, like, Marie, you're really artistic.
She's
like,
an art major.
Very well drawn.
And autistic, but she's an art major.
Thank you very much.
Maul posted in the chat, the Belfie.
That's terrible. No. Yeah, We're not talking about your butt. We're talking about your butthole.
Yeah. It's a whole different apparatus to get the butt cheeks spread open. And now I know what you're thinking. How is it going to hold itself up?
Yes, exactly.
But that's what you have the handle for. And if you put enough pressure on your butt cheeks are going to press back on it. And it's going to just hold itself in place, really. You're going to hold it up with your own butt cheek muscles.
Yeah. So she is, and patent pending, by the way.
Patent pending.
Yeah, I was going to say, verbal trademark.
Yeah, this is something.
I thought of it first. It is
October 27th. Hold on, what
October
are you going to call
it?
Because they call this stick the Belfie.
I'd like to see a prototype selfie. By Branson.
A prototype or working prototype?
We could probably work on that, yeah. I think it's possible.
I mean, I think if I just like modify those like handheld picker-upper things that old people use.
Oh, yeah.
Like invert it somehow.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I think I can make it
happen. You could probably do that.
Yeah, because I'm not good at welding shit. You know, can't do that.
I feel like this is a good challenge.
Oh, yes. I think so, too. So
take it on Shark Tank.
Okay.
Dude, how great would it be if like Mark Cuban was just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever fucking seen.
I want 50% share of your company and I'll fund it.
Boom. Or that woman who doesn't buy, who I am convinced doesn't have a dollar to her name, who never actually contributes to the show or actually picks up anything. That old broad.
Okay. Yeah.
Not the QVC girl, the other one.
And you know what's the next in line after you invent the butthole selfie stick are apps that you can learn to identify people based on their butthole wrinkle profiles. It's going to be like fingerprints.
Like not facial recognition, but butthole
Anal recognition.
There you go.
For police to find.
A whole new level of authentication for logging into a PC or something.
Yeah, that would be
so
amazing.
So specific, though.
Correct. Because, as you know, people can abuse naked pictures, especially selfies. You know, if you have like a boyfriend and it was a bad breakup and he has your butthole selfies all over the place and he starts uploading them to the cloud, you know, you can track that and make sure that you can what?
How many butthole selfies does one have out there?
Well, none now because there's no butthole selfie stick invented.
To answer your question, Dutch, a baker's dozen.
Which is why the market is screaming for the butthole selfie stick. But once it's out there, the butthole selfies are going to be all over the place.
I can only speak for me, and I'm pretty sure I speak for a good chunk of the males. We have a lot of dick pics on our phone, but not buttholes. Like, for the girls in the show.
Precisely.
You guys have a lot of butthole shots?
And you know what?
Do you want, Sherry? Buttholes?
Oh, yeah, baby.
So is the Belfie stick designed for you to take a perfect shot of your butthole, or are you supposed to shove it in your butt and then take a picture while
Have you not been listening the last
Mitch,
15
no.
minutes?
I've been hearing a lot of babbling.
I'm trying to show how difficult this is.
Mitch is trying to take a picture. Oh, yeah, Mitch is
selling the product.
Yes, Mitch is doing that infomercial thing where he goes, this is impossible. He's going to fall down.
Don't you hate it when you have to lean all the way over and not actually see what you're taking?
Oh, this looks like shit. That's not even a real picture.
That's not a good butthole.
That's terrible.
It's blurry. It's dark.
It's just bad.
You don't get any kind of good rim definition.
Not even a
little.
The
only way you can actually have this happen is to actually have a partner. But you don't want to have the embarrassment of actually having someone in the room when you take a picture of your butthole, do you? Well, then try the Belfie. Oh, wait, we're not calling it
a Belfie.
What are we calling it?
The butthole selfie stick.
No, that's too wordy.
Miami Mill really says wordy. The brown eye-fee? I don't know if I like that. Brown eye, I get it, but let's work on that one for a second.
Well, anywho.
The clincher.
Clincher's getting closer. We're getting warmer, actually. I like that. And something.
Disgusting. I don't know why Sherry sleeps with me.
Insta-brown.
Insta-brown.
Crap chat.
The poop shoot.
The poop shoot.
Yay.
The poop shoot. That's perfect.
That is perfect. Poop shoot.
Okay. It's called the poop shoot. I'm going to market it, but then we're going to immediately have to back up the poop shoot with apps related to accepting butthole selfies, including a Tinder only for buttholes.
Mm-hmm. A Tinder only for buttholes?
Right. So you can swipe left or right for the best butthole.
All right, I like where you're going.
Wait,
with
that. So like one of their five pictures on their profile? Would
all
be
of
a
them. All of
them are buttholes.
All of butthole pictures.
All buttholes.
Yes.
This is my butthole at the beach. This is my butthole at the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my butthole.
Freshly showered.
And you know what? It's perfect because it's gender neutral, and millennials love gender neutral things.
Yes,
and
they
this
do.
Little butthole cried, ow, 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 all the way home.
Are you worried about your dick being too offensive to people that don't like dick?
Every day.
Are you worried about your boobs being too protruding for people that love the dick?
More than you could imagine.
We'll use the poop shoot, where you can take a perfect picture of your butthole and no one will know if you're a guy, girl, or in between.
Hi, I'm Ron Popeil.
Help me, Mr. Popeil.
It's going to be awesome, guys.
I want to just take what you said and just put that in like a production.
The set it and regret it. I like it.
Is your butt big, small, or in between? Because one size fits all.
I like this. This is a good idea.
Now it doesn't matter if you're fat or skinny. No one's going to know with a butthole picture.
Now, you also have to make an attachment to hold iPads, too, and tablets.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're going to need
that.
Well,
of course, Royce was making a point earlier, like, what if you're really tall or what if you're really short? Of course, it's going to be extendable and retractable. You know, right. You have to have...
You don't want to look like an idiot.
No, of course not.
Act Now will give you the telescoping butthole stick for only $49.95.
Perfect.
And you got to have the companion apps, too, with it. The companion apps come with it. It's going to have a health one that's automatically going to, you know, if it detects something bad, it's going to automatically send it to your health provider.
Yes. And for you. Not only your health provider, but all your immediate family.
Now, listen, one of you guys needs to piggyback on the poop shoot with a spray that you can spray into your butthole for a nice sheen.
Oh, okay. Okay, like glitter. Like anal safe glitter.
Correct.
Rain-X.
Right, there has to be some sort of an add-on. Like, you know, call now, then we'll add this, you know.
And then, of course, there's the accessories where, like, you could put, a little fake mustache hanging underneath.
I like it.
Because you're going to want that later.
I like that. That's a good... Or put a little fake cigarette in your butthole.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so adorable.
No, that's just intrusive.
Oh, you're
Act
right.
Act now and make receive it look the, the neoprene tote bag.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, an extra bag.
A carrier.
Well, has nothing to do with it. You'll also get a car jack.
No, yeah, it's something. You're right.
Why are they selling both of those together?
Butthole selfie stick and a slap chop together for no reason. Yeah.
And a slap bracelet.
And a SamWow. Just sell them all together in a package.
Things that were really bad on QVC.
We'll call it terrible gift baskets.
No, awesome.
I'm sorry, awesome gift baskets.
I plan on giving the poop shoot as gifts at weddings, baptisms, birthdays, and anniversaries.
And colonoscopies.
Can I back up for like a half a second?
Sure.
Okay, so obviously this is the greatest idea of all time.
Of course.
Of course.
But Marie, how did you happen upon... How did you guys were in the middle of a conversation with Joe and...
I don't know. It happened so... Like, it was just... mid-sentence, in line, having a normal conversation, and I'm like, well, obviously use the butthole selfie stick. And they're like, well, what's that? And then I made it up on the spot right then and there. I was just lightning fast, like, well, yeah. But of course, you know us and our friends. We never broke. We talked about it as if it were a real legitimate thing that we needed to figure out and engineer immediately.
It really was intense.
It was very intense.
Nobody said that's a terrible idea. Everyone was like, yeah, you know what? Actually, what you need over here is a thump. You need a crank.
Yeah, like people started busting out tools. We're like, no, we have to make this happen.
Yeah.
Now the angle of that is bad. You have to cut that back by at least 2 inches.
I know. It's exactly. And then obviously we decided we're going to have a cheap version and an expensive version. A cheap version has a hand crank. The expensive version is motorized.
Right. Of course.
Because, you know, people will pay premium if they don't have to crank it, you know?
Exactly.
That's my opinion. I mean, I'm no butthole expert.
And then, like, in 5 years, I'll wait out and come out with a gold-plated one. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
People are going to want that gold-plated one.
Yeah, you're going to need the one with Bluetooth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice Bluetooth connection. That would be great.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or a remote control.
So that's what we did this weekend.
I was going to say, that's what you guys did this weekend.
Yep.
We went to a haunted house.
Oh, the one that you were talking about last week?
Yeah, it ended up being a lot of fun. Like, it was like the number one run rated in the state. And I don't like scary shit. Like, I mean, I like watching scary movies, but I don't react well to anything that like surprises me. Because I'll yell and curse a lot, and I actually was told a couple times
to stop
cursing. Because, like, someone would jump up and be like, oh, you asshole, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
You kept getting in so much trouble.
I know, because like, I don't like being surprised. And then, you know how they had those. There was one thing that I've never seen in a haunted house before that we actually experienced was there was this area where you would walk your, instead of walking downstairs, I guess they kind of coated the thing with this, like, kind of marshmallowy type of substance that you had to walk across. And at the same time, the walls like inflated. So you're being kind of like claustrophobic and you can't really walk straight. Like, that was a new twist that I hadn't seen before. Aside from all the, you know, hey, we're walking through and there's a, you know, a woman giving birth to a dead baby. And then the doctor comes out and says, oh, I'm going to work on you. But there was Kelsey didn't get scared, I don't think, once, right?
No. I wanted to.
Not once. I think you were enjoying more me and my brothers freaking out because I went with, you guys remember Black Nate, right?
Of course.
We had Black Nate, my youngest brother, Dan, and his girlfriend.
Oh, well, Dan was more funny than
Dan lost Nate. His goddamn mind because Daniel is, he's 6'8". And about 250 pounds.
He's a big boy.
He's a huge dude. Like, he's the biggest out of all my brothers, and he's the youngest. And for him, just to see him, it's kind of like watching, like, an elephant get scared at a mouse.
Right.
Like, how big he is compared to everybody else. So,
well, it's adorable.
Watching him just go, no, God, no, no. Like, it was really funny to watch. So,
of course, there
was that. And then just having any black man in anything that scares anything.
You kept saying, just put the black man in front. Just two. Nate, you go first.
Well, the problem was is that, like, I mean, it was a huge haunted house. It was very expansive. It took us a long time to walk through it, but Nate doesn't like that kind of shit at all. So he starts walking as fast as he can, and we're starting to run into the next group. So we're starting to, like, get, you know how that works? Like, where the scares are happening to the group in front of us, and we're watching it happen, and it's like, oh, well, they're not going to reset by the time we get through. So I had to keep saying, like, no, stop, dude. You're walking too fast. Oh, what? Dude, I need to get out of here, man. So.
You kept getting mad at me because I'd be like, that one's not real. That one's not real. See, I told you that one wasn't real.
Well, yeah, we all knew that. Like, she was narrating the whole thing as it was happening, as they're just experiencing, you know, the event. It really was. You know what? Now you reminded me. That was obnoxious. I hate you.
I was ready.
That's a coping mechanism.
That is a coping mechanism to not be scared, is to just talk too much and make jokes, which is what I did so that I wouldn't be scared.
Yep.
Another coping mechanism I have
is to leave your dick out. They will not touch you.
Yeah.
No, another coping mechanism I have is to just be angry at them, because when you're angry, you can't be scared.
That's true.
I yelled back at one of them, and then he told me my breath smelled.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So we were standing. This guy trashed her so bad. So we're standing in line. And so I'm not joking. Like, it was at least an hour we were in this line.
I'm sorry.
That's how many people were there. And that's how, like, highly rated it was. People were coming from all over, whatever. So we were in line. And so while you're in line, they were, you know, they had a DJ playing music. They had, like, you know, creepy shit happening on screens around the line. And then they had a couple of people walking in and out of the line to, like, keep you entertained. And this one dude, like, came up, his thing was to, like, come up behind people and, like, do the whole.
You cut yourself
out. You cut yourself out. You blew out your mic.
You blew out your own mic.
I don't hear you. Dutch, I don't hear you.
Dutch.
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 We don't hear you at all.
I just see him screaming, but I don't hear him.
You blew out your own mic, you dumb dumb.
I see him screaming, but I don't hear him. I hope his mic died. I love that he screams so loud that he blew his mic out. That is hilarious.
Quick, Mitch and Sherry, now's your time to talk.
Yeah, quick. Now you can make fun of me.
Hi.
Yeah, I know, Dutch.
I'm Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How's your wine bra?
It's good. How are you? How are you? I realize you probably.
Oh, fuck. I guess we should get Hammy on if Dutch can't talk. I mean.
Oh, no.
He's talking and I can't hear him. This is awesome. I wonder what he did. How did he blow his mic out?
Oh, no. What did I do? He's trying to keep composed, but you know inside he's dying because it's like, what did I do?
You know, when he's not talking, I'd say he's an eight.
Oh, yeah. He works.
There he goes. What happened, Dutch?
What was weird is, like, you know how when you pull up your Skype settings?
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, when you start talking, you see the green bar go right?
Yeah.
It was stuck all the way to the right.
Yeah, you blew
apparently
it up.
It was so loud that the program of Skype said, nope, fuck that. So I switched the other device and went back to the other one. And now we're fine.
It said, calm down.
Stop yelling.
That's hilarious.
I'm right here.
Anyway, so this person would keep coming up and screaming at people. And Kelsey saw from a mile away and she thought she'd be cute and be like, you're not scary. And he's like, your breath smells.
No, I just screamed back in his face.
That's exactly what you screamed back in his face, though. We were really drunk at the time, so.
It was a long line. There was a few years ago, someone got in my face, and I'm like, whoa, dude, you need a Tic Tac. And he turned away from me immediately.
Well, that's really mean, though.
Yeah, because, like, Tic Tacs are really not that available anymore.
I was a bitch in my younger days.
Were?
Yeah. Yeah, back then. Back then I was a bitch.
Man.
Not anymore at all.
I'm a good person.
Remember when Tic Tacs only had like, or actually no, remember when Tic Tacs had a lot of flavors and now they've cut it back to just spearmint and orange?
Yeah,
I love the fact that like that was the funniest thing I've heard in a while is John just going, Tic Tacs aren't really that available anymore.
That's a good point.
You're right. I haven't seen Tic Tacs in a grocery line ever.
It's so weird you said that because I was at the gym and that on the TV they had a Tic Tac commercial. I was like, Tic Tac is still marketing?
They still have marketing?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, what the fuck? I blew
that's
my
like,
mind.
That's like having a commercial for Pez.
Yeah, like
I love Pez. Like
yeah,
now,
you know where you can find Pez now? At yard sales.
Like Tic Tac now, you got like the white ones, you got the green ones, you got the orange ones, and now like the mixed colors together.
Not yet.
Like now they have like strawberry fields.
You know what
which
I used
is, like,
to
pink
like?
And white.
The Altoid Sours.
Yeah, remember you'd be deported.
Those
what are you talking
were
about?
My fucking
they're not the
favorite.
No, they're awful.
Mitch,
terrible taste.
Did you like them?
Terrible person.
Altoid. No, the sours were good, but I think the cinnamon.
They were good.
The cinnamon?
Oh, yeah.
I like Altoid. What's wrong with Altoids?
Altoids are fine, but the Altoid
sours. Altoid
sours
were not. No, you can't die.
No, I'm telling you, you can die for liking that.
Oh, no. You, well,
fuck
fine.
Altoid sours and fuck you and your parents.
Anything sour.
No, they were terrible. They were the worst things I ever do. It was like sour chalk.
So you don't like Warheads as a kid either?
I liked Warheads, but not Altoid Sours. We're talking about two different things here. Sherry, stop chiming in and trying to make like, you know, one argument, two different things.
Sour Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Sour Straws.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Sour Punch Straws. And Sour Patch Kids are one of my favorites.
I don't mind those, but Sour Altoids
were delicious.
Were just sour. No, they weren't delicious. You're both wrong.
I was addicted to them as well.
Every one of you is sick. You should be admitted immediately.
They were really good.
They're not good.
Can we go to the party ward?
Can we do that?
What?
Instead of the sick ward, we can go to the party ward.
Yes.
They
boo.
Have this.
Boo, Wendy.
They have
boo, Wendy Testa Burger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy. Liar.
Fine, you're not invited to the power ward.
I haven't heard Marie Bob in a while.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
That's not real. Obviously, that's a, okay. Never mind. I don't know why you asked that.
I make great jokes.
No. I mean, okay, look, it's a hacky bit or topic to come across, but look, Halloween's about to start.
It is?
Top three candies. Go.
Oh, geez. Fuck. Oh, that's
those taffies. Wait, I mean, I got one. Okay, so those weird, you don't really know what flavor taffies they are, and they're wrapped kind of in paper, but not really, and they... You're usually going to be at old people's houses in poor neighborhoods.
Are you talking about saltwater taffy?
Kind of, but the cheapest kind.
I hate
The caramel things?
So the cheap kind. So saltwater taffy. That's poverty candy.
I hate saltwater taffy.
What about those Tootsie Rolls that are like vanilla and strawberry? Those are disgusting.
Boo, Wendy, boo.
I hate Tootsie Rolls, but I like the flavored ones, just not the chocolate ones.
Tootsie Pops, like the...
I'll give you that one.
Yeah. No, Blow Pops are way better than Tootsie Pops.
Can I talk about some shitty ones? Because since you guys are doing the good ones, I want to mention shitty ones.
I was doing shitty.
Yeah, we were all doing shitty. Didn't you get the joke?
Top three shitty.
Well, if you said it, no. Bits of Honey.
What?
Those were terrible.
I like those.
Remember those, how bad those were?
What about those little tiny pumpkins made out of marzipan?
Yeah, you mean candy corn?
Oh, I hate
those. No. Yeah,
someone should mix up a challenge with Bits of Honey and Now and Laters to see if you can eat it at the same time.
At the same time? Whoa. No!
Your mouth would get lockjaw.
Anything.
I'm salivating right now just thinking about that.
Anything raisin related was terrible, too. There was that candy that had the raisins in it, the chocolate with the raisins.
Raisinets?
Oh, God. Raisinets could suck my raisin dick.
I have a real one, those caramel sour apple suckers.
I love those.
Are you out of your mind? Those are good.
No, he's saying those are good.
That was a real good one.
He just said it was a real good one.
Top three worst or top three best? Can we stick on one for now?
No. We want to confuse you.
Okay, so
the gummy lifesavers.
Those are good.
Are good or bad?
Well, let's think about, hold on. Let's pause. Instead of going like, let's just talk about Halloween candy. Just Halloween candy.
Sure.
Like things you would get on Halloween. So
Smarties.
No. Oh, you're an asshole.
Ew.
You're just an asshole, and I want to break up with you.
Yeah, except...
No, wait. What are they called? Bottle caps.
Ew.
No.
Which was like a
I love those!
They're like a knockoff to Sweet Tarts.
Oh, Sweet Tarts were
terrible.
They
fizz in your mouth.
No, I don't want it.
They contain egg? No, they don't.
No, I don't want it.
Guys, how about Sugar Daddies?
Sugar Daddies.
Yeah, they rip your fillings out.
By the way...
I don't care.
Okay, fine. Here's a... Whoppers can kiss my ass.
Oh, I like
those are the worst candies
aftertaste of all time
ever made. Because you know why it's the worst? Not just because it's bad, because there's worse candies, but it's the fact that it starts out good and ends up tasting like you're eating a lint ball from the fucking dryer.
I'm with you on that one because it ends up, you know, like that aftertaste you have after you throw up?
Yes. That's yes, exactly. Thank you.
No, that's I like taste. Whoppers.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this. I am the best person to trade with because I don't like chocolate. So basically,
that's true.
If it's chocolate in my trick-or-treat bag, somebody else is getting it because I'm just throwing it in the garbage.
Okay, what if I have 50 Pogs and like a super stack Slammer? What can I get out of your bag?
You can get the full-size bars.
Ooh.
You can get all of the... I don't care.
I've never been trick-or-treating in a millionaire neighborhood where they get full-size bars.
Okay, so we were not a millionaire family, but my dad always went to Costco and bought like... Well, he still does. Buys like 3 or 4 boxes of the normal-size candy bars. And
he has like what? 2 people show up to his door?
So he gives each kid like 4 candy bars.
You want to know a candy bar that could suck my cock?
Rex to the like 2-3 months later.
You know what candy bar could suck my cock? Almond Joy.
I love an Almond Joy.
I
love Mounds.
Do
like
not
coconut?
Put fucking coconut.
Coconut is awesome.
I don't mind the taste. Hate the texture.
Look, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't, Royce.
You know what else, Dutch? York peppermint patties can also suck my dick.
What is it? You're part of the Taliban. This is what you're saying.
I don't agree with
terrorists. I don't want to end up at the top of a mountain when I eat something.
I don't agree with these things.
Junior mints.
Awful.
I like them.
Ew.
Kit Kats are my all-time favorite.
Kit Kats we all agree with. Except for
Hot okay. Which one do you prefer? Hot tamales or Mike and Ike's?
Hot tamales.
Mike and Ike every goddamn day.
Mike and Ike's.
You know what I could eat a fucking carton of? Nerds.
I love yeah. using nerds.
I actually went on Amazon before and I bought a 5-pound bag of hot tamales and I've eaten them.
You know, it was one of my favorite candies.
What?
Go to Costco.
One of my favorite candies was 100 grand because it was like a crunch bar, but with caramel in the 100
middle. Grands were good. I agree. Yep.
No?
You didn't like those?
I'm still hung up on the hot tamales because if everybody remembers like cinnamon gum or any kind of cinnamon flake, your taste buds go numb after 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So and then for the rest of the day you can't taste anything. So what is the point?
It's because awesome.
It tastes good.
Because candy. Because
once your taste buds go dead, you have to get the super hot tamales so that you can taste them for a little bit.
That's right.
Wait, what about in South Florida when you'd get chicle?
Oh, God, yes.
I don't want to talk about poverty candy that you
just got. They would just give you a stick of gum. This is true. Oh, I know what John's talking about. It's terrible.
So we used to get those in our army meals.
And don't give me jelly beans either. Go fuck yourself with that.
Well, like jelly
bellies? That's what Mike and Ike's are, you idiot.
Well, I'm talking jelly
Mike
beans
and
in
Ike's
general.
Mike and Ike's are slightly different than jelly bellies.
Yeah.
It's basically the same. Are you guys retarded?
A no, little. I'm not retarded. It's just they're a different brand.
You don't
want
Dutch. You don't want a NECA wafer.
It's a different brand, but it's the same fucking thing.
Dutch, you don't want NECA wafers.
You can get out of here with your commie parents with that shit.
You don't like NECA wafers?
Ew.
No.
Ew.
What my family used to do? We used to make little goodie bags, like so we would put like full size bars. And little small packets of Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams, yes.
And oftentimes we would put a toy, like a little like plastic toy car.
That's awesome.
And we would put it in like a spooky Halloween bag. And so instead of just reaching in with your small little baby hand and pulling out like maybe like two bars or two whatever, you got like a big like sack of shit.
Now, I will say...
Remember the house that gave out vegetables?
Reese's, mini Reese's. Are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Not Reese's Pieces. The mini cups.
Oh, yeah,
I love fucking Reese's. I love peanut butter and chocolate together to begin with, but man, Reese's are the best.
Can I guess which is favorite, all-time favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Jolly Ranchers.
I like Jolly Ranchers.
You love Jolly Ranchers.
Is it his all-time favorite, though?
Well, no, I used to really love Jolly Ranchers, but then when I was in Afghanistan, my mom knew I liked Jolly Ranchers. So whenever she would send me over candy, she would get bags of Jolly Ranchers and open them up so that they would fill every single crevice inside the box because it was hot.
Aww. Well,
like packing peanuts. That's hilarious.
The heat of the desert would melt the Jolly Ranchers, and they were just this big block of sugar.
That is awesome.
It was so...
Do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
That's exactly what happens.
That is awesome.
I would like pick out the Snickers and whatever chocolate I could out of there, and I'm like, I don't want any of this now. Here. And I would give it out to everyone.
I still never understand the houses. Because, I mean, obviously, if you have your lights off, you're not home, so you're not passing out candy. But then they would put, like, the largest punch bowl that they can find. Throw candy in it, and they would put a piece of paper on it dictating, not take home, one. Take one. And the idea was to try to find that house before anybody else. Take the entire punch bowl.
Oh my god, dude! Yeah, that was like
Dutch. Dump it in with. Dutch. So you also take their $5 punch bowl as well.
You know what I did? You know what you did to stop that, Dutch? When you're not home and you leave a punch bowl out, ink packs like they use in banks. So if they take more than one, it explodes in their bag and there's ink all over their candy.
Oh shit! That's
you know, dude. Here's the thing: is that we're actually having like a house party at the house this year. And
really, you're having Halloween. A house party at a house?
At this house?
Okay.
At your house? Party.
Yeah, you're having a party.
Yeah, you are having
pass
a party.
Out pamphlets of
well, no, it was a house party that's themed after the movie House Party.
Dutch, idea. Idea for your house party.
So
idea.
That's the reason why I said it.
Idea for your house party, Dutch.
But
I saw somebody post a meme, but you're going to love this to fuck with people. Get a bowl and fill it half with Skittles and half with M&Ms.
Yes.
You will ruin a life.
Okay, so real
stuff. That is even better than the idea I had.
Don't tell anybody.
The idea I had was just doing exactly what John was talking about as far as having the big-ass bowl.
Yes.
Hold on. Hear me out before you guys all start screaming.
Okay.
Having the big-ass bowl, having the sciences take one, and then I sit there with the long-ass garden hose, and I have a good sprayer attachment.
Yes.
Like one of the laser ones. One of those ones it's like you can hurt yourself if you get too close kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of sit in the bushes and wait for that little prick to take more than one. And then I nail his ass right in front of his
Dutch.
Parents.
metal.
I did that. I actually put the bowl in front of my doorstep, and I had a little atrium next to my doorstep, and I hid in it with like urban camouflage and a Jason mask.
Oh God.
And as soon as kids would like come up and go, "Oh cool, look at they're not home, free candy," I go, "Only take one," and they would shit their pants.
That's actually got very funny.
No, this was before YouTube and like shit. So Jesus. Yeah.
But no, hold on a second. Before you guys said that, that is the greatest asshole move to do. Fill up a bowl of a half Skittles and a half M&Ms.
So
what
I have
more
a
real, stick thing can you do?
I have a real story about this. So at my company, they have meetings and stuff or whatever. So one of the people that was kind of setting up this meeting, they had a bunch of candy that they were going to set out. She actually mixed the Skittles and the M&Ms together. Just not think. She just poured them all. Nikki.
She just had no idea?
I guess she wasn't thinking or whatever. She just put it in one big bowl, and people were eating the M&Ms, and like, and it was Skittles and M&Ms, and everyone was confused. Like, what the fuck did you do?
Nailed it.
I'm trying to, like, imagine those two flavors together, and I can't.
So bad.
It really is bad.
Honey, can we do that?
What?
Can we do, like, a bowl of, like, M&Ms and Skittles and just put that in the front and say, take a handful, or you can just make bags.
No, because every parent will come up and say, no, you can't have that because it's just open candy. No,
like those stupid news reports that there's razor blades and pot fucking candy, that stupid shit.
In Colorado, every year. It's edibles.
Well, what you should do is put a bowl of razor blades next to it and say, no, I keep mine separate.
Yeah. Insert if you
Dutch,
want.
Yeah, bowl of apples and a bowl of razor blades. Make your own. Now it's exactly what you need to do. Also, Dutch, another idea for the bowls to fuck with people. Instead of the hose to save you time, get one of those metal shock collars like Sterling has and get a metal bowl. Fill it up. If you see him take more than one, just shock him. Did you shock the shit out of him?
I don't want to do that because I hate kids.
That would be amazing.
That would be great.
But I love shock collars.
I hate kids, but I love pissing people off.
I love watching them in pain.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think makes you a serial killer.
Wait,
do
what?
People still hand out like pennies and nickels and shit? Still?
I don't think they do that anymore.
How old are you?
No, they did used to. I remember that they used to give you like quarters and stuff.
Quarters.
And then you would go by the dentist's house, and he would give you a little mini toothbrush and a mini toothpaste.
Can I please scare the kids to come by? Because we're actually in a very rural area with like neighbors that are close by. You know, cul-de-sac type of, you know, your typical
we don't have
urban
a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac-like type. Yeah, well, basically that area is. Anyways, way to ruin the flow, Kels. Anyways, so the whole, like, you know, type of suburban area, like, can I please fuck with the kids while you hear
that? It'd be amazing.
Candy?
I'll be doing cake stands in the garage, but yes.
That's hot.
Before that.
Like a lady.
Exactly. Sure, honey. Do whatever the fuck you want. Go for it.
But what sucks is, like, nowadays, like, because I remember doing trick-or-treating at night. Everyone does it at, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's really early now. And I drove by a couple churches. Now, Dutch, have you heard about this shit? Trunk-or-treat? Like, they do it at churches.
That's not new.
I didn't know about this.
I've never heard about this.
Okay.
Is trunk-or-treat when you, like, trick the kids into going in the back seat of your car and then driving them away?
No,
They've been doing trunk-or-treats for years.
That's called the scary Jared.
Trunk-or-treats are when people drive their cars into an agreed-upon area and kids trick-or-treat out the trunk of people's cars.
And it's mostly at churches here.
Or at farmlands where kids would have to walk 3 miles from one house to the next house.
Uphill. That I understand, but...
So they do trunk-or-treating.
Okay, then you don't do it. Then you don't grow up with that, and you don't have that experience, and you could talk about it with your friends. They'd be like, yeah, I never did that. You never did that? And then you can actually sit there and be like, oh, that'd been fun if I did that. Why would you have to recreate something that your kids are never going to have with something
because
dumb
we
like
live in,
trunk or treat?
Because apparently we're living in a world now where everybody gets a participation trophy, and everyone's feelings are always hurt.
Yeah, and so they have that there. Like, you know, the kids where they would have the malls have the candies, or they would. This happened to us a couple times where they would drive the kids from bad neighborhoods to our nice neighborhood, and have them go trick or treating there, which is like go fuck your not well.
Well, the expensive neighborhoods hated it.
Of course.
Yeah, because them kids would always fuck around with your houses. Those were the shit dicks that would like throw eggs and toilet paper your house.
Mm-hmm.
No, we would always toilet paper and egg the house of the person who gave out like fruit or apples. Just be like, fuck Mrs. Jones, she's a cunt, and then we'd destroy her house.
There was always one house in the neighborhood I used to go to that gave out cans of pop.
Soda.
Soda?
Pop.
Soda?
What's soda?
No one on the show knows what's
pop. You know, like cans of Coke or cans of Sprite, cans of Mountain Dew.
I like pop.
Mountain
Dew. Yeah, there's a name for that. Soda.
Yeah.
It's called soda.
Yeah, pop.
It's not pop.
I don't know what pop is.
You watch
Poor
Fargo, don't you know?
Joel, am I on mute?
Hold on.
Joel, am I on mute?
Anymore.
So
anymore.
My parents used to think that Halloween was Satan's holiday, and my mom would buy all the candy we ever wanted, and we would sit in the basement with all the lights off and watch the Jesus movie.
Ew!
And then the first year I was allowed to go trick or treat, and I was like 16, and I was a slut.
Jesus Christ, just my nigga.
I finally got to be a slut, though.
Yeah, I mean,
for 16 years I had to watch the Jesus movie, and she's like, "Here's all the candy you want." It was really rude.
That's sad.
It kind of worked out for you, though. You still got your candy. And you got
No.
Jesus.
It doesn't work out
you're
because
still a slut.
The candy
and I had no, yeah.
The candy does not taste as good when you didn't earn it. The candy tasted awesome because you fucking earned it. You worked hard for that candy.
My dad was like, "Don't eat that wrapper. Unwrap it well. Good job."
Unwrap it well. Does has any of the houses in any of your guys' neighborhoods started building a haunted house?
No.
I have one, and they have a Facebook page.
What?
Like so tomorrow on Hippo Juice, I'm going to give you the website.
Do it.
Or just go and video something stupid.
It's not Halloween yet, though.
That's to a point.
Well, that's even better. Go and be like, "I want to do it now."
How old do you think?
But then it's just trespassing.
How old do you think you could go and ask for candy before they stop giving
just
it to
knock
you?
On the door and be like, "I'm going to be at an adult party on Halloween. Can I go through your garage now?"
Okay, John.
Yes,
John. For the show. And I know you've always done everything and anything for the show, collective shows that you've been on. Can you please, for the love of God, at your age, in plain clothes, on Halloween...
Just a couple houses.
Go and try and trick-or-treat a few houses and get it on film for us. Just to see their reaction.
You need to have one of those pumpkin buckets, those plastic...
You have to play it straight. Yeah.
I mean, I'll see what my brother and his daughter's... Like,
well, here's the thing. Do you have any shirts that have like a shirt pocket, like a t-shirt pocket in the front?
I actually have a shirt that says costume on it.
Okay
well,
fair.
Something that maybe can prop up your... I don't know, care how you do it. Just maybe like a cell phone. It's something that's a holster your phone and you can like sit there and hit record. Just please, for the love of God, hit a bunch of houses as an adult trick-or-treating and play it straight and just see the reactions. Please.
I'll try. Because I'm trying to win a couple costume contests.
Yeah, but the trick-or-treat's early, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's all done by like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know.
Try it tomorrow, see what happens.
We'll just walk around like Jesus riding a dinosaur.
Right, just come out, go out tomorrow, like after work, and just be like, "It's not Halloween." Though.
You think cops...
Wait, after whose work? My work? I don't have a job.
You get off work.
You think cops love pulling people over on Halloween? Like, that has to be the best day to pull people over. Fucking gotta be amazing.
They're sitting there in the cop car going, "All right, I got $5 on that she's a slutty librarian and he's a prisoner.
So let's go.
This
let's
is against the law. It's Halloween. You can't arrest me. I'm not showing you my ID. That's illegal. You know the law."
Yeah, it's pretty much every white girl getting pulled over. Or they just show them their tits. Normally that works. I wonder if there's statistics out there if women get more tickets than men or men get more tickets than women.
I think there is a couple of college studies.
Well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Don't tell me what to talk about later, Dutch.
I've gotten out of a ticket once. I was coincidentally wearing a jeans.
Oh, we're going to talk about that after the break. We're going to go to break real quick because I have to pee badly. Dutch and Royce, bring it back.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up. The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
But you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch & Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you
my
write
head,
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hand. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch & Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Halls and Rorschach Show is back on morelikeradio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
morelikeradio.com, because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Look, my plan was to ask you if I could squire you about town as one professional helping another professional, because I know what it's like to be lonely in a new city.
Really?
Yes, but now I am too hurt. I am and shocked and offended and hurt.
I could do that.
Really?
Well, yes. As a journalist, I should get to know the city that I'm covering. But this is not a date.
No, of course not. Strictly professional.
Wonderful.
Great. So I pick you up 8 o'clock? 9. Downstairs.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants that's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now. I'm taking them back to the pants store. Oh, this is awkward. They keep trying to
tell me. Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can hit us up on our Twitter feeds at Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, sorry, Chim Heil. That's why I got screwed up. Dalai Lama and John's Epitome. Am I missing something? You normally come out of break like a robot.
Until you use me up.
Until you use me up. Who didn't have this on their sex playlist?
So good.
Isn't that great?
I didn't have a sex playlist.
You didn't have one?
No.
No, he was too. On. He was obviously. Too. He was too busy licking a block of Jolly Ranchers.
Hold on.
Sure.
Quick poll around the room. Top three best songs to have sex with.
Ooh, this is gonna be good.
This one I would have to say has to be up there.
Anything
what about Mr. Boombastic by Shaggy?
That is not a good
Shaggy.
anything by these bands: Incubus, Dave Matthews, or Jack Johnson.
All good.
Any of their songs?
Doesn't matter.
I know Crash was a.
Apparently Marie likes to be fucked to Ants Marching for some reason. I don't know why. It's weird.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
See no hairy murny. He's hurting murny hernier.
What about Pearl Jam's Even Flow?
No.
On loop.
No, not at all.
I play that on my period days.
That's Dave Matthews himself in concert. You wanna fuck to that?
Let me say
Oh yeah.
Let me say this in a classy way. You know what gets Marie's clam all soggy?
What?
You mean my papaya? I started calling it my papaya.
Yeah, her papaya. All moist.
Royce likes the papaya juice.
Yes. She really likes anything by Chris Cornell.
Ooh, my papaya gets warm for Chris Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
You like Chris Cornell?
Mm-hmm.
Just his voice. He's very sexy.
Hold on. I was going to say, like, his first band or, like, the...
Just the voice.
The scene.
No, doesn't matter. Just his voice. Doesn't matter if he's in any band.
Have you heard his cover of Prince's song, Nothing Compares? It's pretty good.
Well, I would like to hear it.
Well, I'm in a second, sir.
He's doing it right now.
Show me how to live. She actually gets off the Temple of the Dog. All right, here you go.
Between him and Better.
This is actually a really good cover. I hate his little mustache, though.
Yeah, he's not
obnoxious. He can't fill that thing out.
He's not an attractive person. I just really like the sound of his voice.
I think he's kind
of
good looking.
Yeah, I know Cousin Joe saw him in concert. He was really good recently.
Well, Joe loves
anything. It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
This is a good sex song, by the way.
So this gets your papaya going?
Indeed.
What are you kidding about his mustache?
It told you, how many years have I complaining about
it? Just don't look at him. It's fine if you don't look at him.
He looks like the lead singer from Nickelback's dad.
He looks like the many-faced god dude.
Yes!
Told you. I've been telling forever. That's why I say, when it was on, I told him he lived... it's already going back to the Temple of the Dog.
All right. Moving forward, I'm almost afraid to even ask this. Jerry and Mitch, you guys have your top five or top any?
Guess we've never really paid attention to music. We're like, oh, we're on the couch, let's do it. Oh, we're in bed, let's do it. Oh, we're on the living room floor, let's.
Well, I mean, like, think about like before you two got together. I'm just like, because mainly like having background music is more of like a high school, college thing to do.
I always had background TV. I never really put on like ooh sexy music and lit up candles and all this other shit.
Right. I mean, just like whenever anybody tries to do that gay shit, like you have some sort of a, you know, background stuff that you wanted to try and, you know, woo the girl to. You never had any of that stuff at all?
No, none of it.
Wow.
Like the best I could do is like anything from like the love songs from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. But that's like that's about as fucking.
Does that
love
count?
As I get.
I have a real romantic in my life.
I was gonna say, like, you two are so you're meant for each other. Like, you're so. Neither of you two really care about life aside from yourself, love or caring.
Life is good.
Other life. That's why you guys kill deer and fish by the droves.
Well, not by the droves, just enough to eat.
Oh. Really?
I mean, one a year. One deer a year is too much.
I mean, sometimes two if you include a car accident or whatever.
Well, Dutch, a slight variation on your question was a question I asked Royce randomly the other day. So it's funny that you bring this up.
Was it why are you married to me or why did I marry you?
No, it was.
Or who would never marry this person?
Well, that's not related to what you were saying. I was trying.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just was assuming that's what you guys talked about.
That's mean.
What I was saying was, what do you think is the song that has had the most sex been done to?
So, ooh, that's a good question.
So, you have to go farther and further back to like, you know, there weren't a whole lot of songs back in the 50s. There was like three choices. So do you think more people have fucked to like Bing Crosby?
Ew.
Over time, over the course of
Wait,
history?
Wait, why would someone want to fuck to Bill Cosby?
No, Bing. No,
Bing
Crosby.
Crosby.
Against the same, wasn't that his character on the Cosby Show?
Bill.
No, I'm thinking about it like, yeah, think about like, okay, when was the time where America was fucking the most? It had to be right after World War II, right? Like, that's why the whole quote baby boomer thing happened.
Man, 60s, Summer of Love, man, 1960s.
Or that too.
Like, is it Marvin Gaye? You know, who knows?
I'm gonna actually say it's like the Beatles or something, because even though they weren't typical love songs, they were huge sex symbols. And
I have one, Dutch, for real. Remember Wicked Game by Chris Isaak?
Oh yeah,
that's not bad.
The video was super sexy too. It's that model on the beach all naked.
Yeah, That's a strong one. I think that's more the 90s one, which isn't a bad choice because people were fucking all the time during the heroin days.
Well, but the other thing of mathematics, there were more people on the planet in the 90s than they were in the 60s. So mathematically
but
speaking.
But people in the 60s are still alive and could possibly still be fucking.
I doubt it.
Hold on. Like the one I played right before you played that one, like Marvin Gaye.
You're right.
Everybody loves Marvin Gaye. And you
Marvin
think.
Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Exactly. They wrote a song about this song. Like, how great. I love Marvin Gaye. Too bad his dad didn't. But it really is. I don't know. Listen to it.
Let's get it on.
It has the same rhythm.
Or sex.
Baby, you want to fuck right now?
Let's do it.
You want to fuck?
I'm on.
I'll fuck.
Game on.
Should we have it? You think YouTube will allow it?
Let's get it on.
You gotta take the dog out of your pouch first. She has a dog in her pouch.
Leave the dog
in
the pouch.
We are all sensitive people. So with so much to give.
What about Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics?
It's not a bad one. Dutch. Anybody have like an example they can pull up and we can play? Like,
yeah,
right
I have
now.
One. I have one.
Go for it. John is this a good one, Royce?
I love this one.
And I hate you trying to fucking. It's been four fucking years, dude. Right.
Yeah, game on!
I'll have sex with you through this.
No, so, you won't. Because I won't do it to you.
I won't let you. I won't let you.
I won't let you.
What about Du Hast by Rammstein?
Here we go. Here's another thing. I feel like we've done this bit before, but I think the last time we talked about songs people like to have sex to, it was that Nine Inch Nails, a lot of their catalog.
I Want to Fuck You Like an Animal, that song?
Yeah.
Pretty Hate Machine.
You let me violate you.
I mean, honestly, I really feel like it has to be an older song. Like, it has to at least be 70s or older to be the song that the most people... Because if you pick anything, 80s, 90s...
You're forgetting something. You're forgetting something.
A lot of people fucked in the 70s, and you can't pick...
There you go.
Shit, now we're talking about Magic Mike territory.
Yep.
Fuck myself to this
By the
song.
Way, we watched Magic Mike 2... Holy
XL,
shit,
sir.
Not funny at all. Did you guys see the first one?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty funny. Like, Jakes, you can attest to this. Like, it was kind of funny with, like, Matthew McConaughey, and they were just, it was like that of Boogie Nights. They were all just idiots.
Well, you got to understand, the reason why, like, I was sticking around and watching and laughing is because Scott Hall was in it. I'm like, holy fuck, it's Kevin Nash. No, Scott Hall, Diesel. Diesel was in it.
There was a lot of famous people in that first one, and even more famous people in the second one, like Michael Strahan.
I got
appearance.
One. I got one, Dutch.
What the hell is Michael Strahan doing in
Dutch.
There?
Dutch.
Looking sexy as always.
I got one for you, Dutch. You got the
power! There you go. I talked about that movie with Kelsey last week after we did that whole thing. And she had never seen Boogie Nights, so I'm going to force her to watch it here soon.
You're a winner! Sorry. The thing is, mathematically, I would agree there would have to be an older song because even current people are still fucked to Marvin Gaye. You know
Not
what I
only
mean?
That, but if you go back in history, there are less songs for people to choose. Now there's like a billion songs being pumped out all day long, and people are fucking weird, and they'll pick whatever things to fuck
right.
to.
Right, and the thing to think about is that, like, what got them hot and horny back then, which still holds up today.
Let's have sex to Adele.
Yeah, what?
She's too depressed.
It's all sad and
fire.
It's all.
What about that new song by Drake that the internet is just destroying?
That's just the best song to dance to.
What about the fuck?
You have to give it time.
I'm in love with the cool girl. I mean, he's singing about his love and his passion.
It's not.
No, see, you gotta find like Donna Summer's "Love to Love You, Baby" from like 1976, like. That's gonna be something up there. It's old enough. Everyone knows Donna Summer.
You know?
What are you doing? What are you pulling up?
Pop That Pussy by Two Life Crew.
All right, just because Joe has had sex with that song.
Wow, look how sexy this video was.
What about Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer?
No.
What about Steam? There was a lot of sexual innuendo in that.
Those 90s outfits are the greatest. Keep playing it, Royce.
Oh, sure.
You don't have to keep it loud. I just want to watch the video. Two Live Crew ruled.
How about the Pointer Sisters' Slow Hand? By the way, I'm reading the Billboard.com's 50th sexiest songs of all time.
Maul has one. Maul says, I want to ride bikes with you.
No.
That's
not a good song. Which, by the way, good luck finding it because I can't find it anymore.
YouTube, I know that.
She pulled it off. Yeah.
Well, someone has
that the Queen song?
Ooh, Belle Biv DeVoe's Do Me. No?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find I Want to Ride Bikes with You.
Here, I'll do the Belle Biv DeVoe. See who gets it first.
I can't find
it. Why not Poison?
I just want to ride bikes with you.
Remember, she took it down. It's going to be really hard to find it.
I know. Unless we recorded it. There we go.
I
honestly thought this was Two Live Crew as well.
Afternoon Delight. That's from 1976.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Because that's basically what it's talking about. They're like, hey, I'm coming home from work. Even though I've been drinking all day, let's get a good old fuck on.
Exactly.
What about Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy?
That's a good one, John. But perhaps we want Ring My Bell.
Ooh, that's a good one, yeah.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell.
See right there, she's talking about her clitoris. She wants you to flick the clit.
So what about It's Raining Men?
What about Black Street? No Diggity.
Or how about,
there you go,
that's
with the
not
puppets.
A bad one, to be honest.
Or how about...
Okay, I posted on Facebook, talking about it on the show, best songs to have sex to. Here's the answers. It's Raining Men, Benny Hill theme, Genuine, Pony, Timberland, Future
Benny
Sex
Hill.
Love.
Yeah,
the one.
Dennis.
I know what it is, but that's ridiculous. Honey, would you get hot to this? Yeah.
Maybe they're talking about the Stewie Griffin sexy party. Maybe they have to sexy party at first.
Two Nirvana Rate Me's, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Raining Blood. Closer by Nine Inch Nails. We said that one already.
Did anyone say Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy?
If you want my body.
I think I'm sexy.
Nobody thinks Rod Stewart's sexy. Same joke, Dutch. Thank you. Nobody thought he was sexy ever, ever, ever.
He's probably one of the ugliest human beings alive.
He looks, I've said it before, Rod Stewart looks like someone left Phil Collins in a microwave too long.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why the tabloids always said that he had like all this semen pumped out of him just to try to like get people talking like, he must really be sexy. It's like, no, you're ugly. Stop it.
All right. If I go to the 50th songs of all time on the Billboard Top 100 website, I'll just go top three.
Okay.
Number three. Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
That's not bad.
That is a good one. I agree.
Number two is, again, Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night.
Hold on. Before you go crazy, let's actually, like, you know, break down some of these songs.
Okay.
Let's go slow. Oh, God.
I ain't
dude, remember, like, when you were... hold on. When did this come out? I think, Royce, you and I were, like, in sixth or seventh grade.
It was 1994.
Middle school.
1994.
Oh, we were in the fourth grade.
It was number one for 14 weeks.
So goddamn... Oh, I was jerking off so much. Oh. Dude, I would actually... Honey, you want to have sex last night?
You know what? I have to stop for a second. I do like this song, and it is a sexy song, but I break out of the character of what they're trying to paint the moment they say, and I'm going to take my clothes off, too.
Now, so, Johnny.
That makes me laugh every time. Like, you were going to have sex with your clothes on?
Dutch,
wait, that was a line?
You just played it.
It says,
back it up a second. It kills me every time. It's so sexy. And then, like, back it up more.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, back it up more.
Oh, let me find it.
He just goes, and I'm going to take my clothes off too. Like, that's not sexy, dude. Don't announce that you're going to take your clothes off. Just take them off.
Oh, my God. I never noticed that.
It drives me nuts.
You're right.
Like, just don't announce
put
it.
Put
the
song in Fuck Boys to Men.
Just drop trow. Don't make an announcement out of it.
Dutch from...
Hold on. Just enjoy, Royce.
Baby, all through the night, I'll make love to you.
Anyways. Dutch, okay, coming in from Facebook. Sade, Smooth Operator.
There you go.
This was 80s, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like, yeah.
It's like something that would have sex to a Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Number two on the Billboard's top 50 sexiest songs of all time is Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night. It was number one for 8 weeks in 1976.
Rod Stewart is an idiot.
Rod Stewart may be an idiot, but women loved him for no reason, which is kind of crazy.
The same reason you like Chris Cornell, his voice.
No, but Rod Stewart didn't look attractive or have an attractive voice.
Do you think the Queen Mum loved Rod Stewart?
Probably.
Stay away from my window. Stay away from my back door.
He just decided I'm going to sing openly about sex, and people lost their minds. But I guess that's all you had to do in the 70s. Relax, baby, he wouldn't be popular now.
Well, no, because he stinks.
No, but if he were...
Let's be honest, like, Rod Stewart's terrible.
No, but if he were in his 20s... In 2015, he would not be popular.
You don't think he would rap like Drake?
No, I don't think so.
I don't like that song.
What about Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap?
What the fuck are
you
saying?
Which one was that one?
What are you talking about? I don't know. What?
Hold on, I probably...
Gary Pucker and the Thigh Gap?
Get out of my mind.
You're going way back.
Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
I like it.
Now we're getting to like a rapey territory, and I'm getting uncomfortable.
No love for Neil Diamond?
She was 16 years old.
Wait, so if we're going to go that far, what about that Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, where like the girl's trying to leave, but the guy's like, no,
oh,
man, you got to stay.
Oh, yeah, 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 baby, it's cold.
Oh, yeah,
cold
that is pretty creepy.
Okay, I think I have the time about Marie.
She's just 16 years old.
I fucked her butt. Whoops-a-daisies. What?
Whoopsie doodles.
What's your second favorite Benny Mardin song?
Oh, wow. He has such a...
Oh, I know. I no longer like her because she's 18 years old.
Ah, yeah. Here we go.
If I could fly, I'd pick you up. I'll take you into the night and show you up.
Were the sex laws different back then?
Just nope. Everyone turned a blind eye, dude. That's what it was.
Like, if you had no problem just being like, hey, you're 16. Like,
if it's in a song,
like, hey,
it doesn't... It doesn't matter. It's in
a
song.
18 rhymes just as well as 16.
No, nope.
The 8 or the 6.
I already
parts,
wrote it down.
Part of the rhyme.
I wrote it down in that erasable pen. That's
fine.
Not really erasable, so I can't take it back.
I have another.
But no, Benny, it's
another
not legal.
One.
Like, you can't.
Sorry, it's already down in that non-erasable erasable pen.
What about Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel?
What
Richie?
About Whitesnake? Is This Love?
Well, would you like to know...
Every rocker has a soft side.
Would you like to
Jesus
know...
Jesus Christ, I'm so glad the 80s died.
Would you like to know
no,
the number
dancing
one?
Dancing on the Ceiling is talking about
in
having
a
mirrored ceiling and fucking on the
that
bed
song,
looking at it.
By the way, John, the fact that you mentioned that, like, okay, you know how, like, comedians will remember, like, the times they bombed the worst, or bands will remember, like, the worst time they've ever, like, played on stage? The song that cleared a dance floor out quicker than anything was that fucking song when I DJ'd it once at a party.
Really?
I'm sitting here thinking, oh, okay, there's a lot of older people. Dude, they emptied out. Everyone went to the bathroom. Everyone went to the bar. Everybody left because of Lionel Richie, and I hate him ever since. I hate Nicole Richie because of that.
Arias.
That song, I remember it like clear in my mind because I used to play it on my Sesame Street record player.
REO, yeah, that makes it sexy. REO Speedwagon, Keep on Loving You.
I've always hated REO Speedwagon, too.
He had a really weak voice, especially for that era.
Can I say the number one song?
Not yet. Not yet. Not till I kick it.
But I don't want to. I don't want to kick.
Fine.
I don't want to kick it.
One more. One more.
Fine.
One more.
One more. Best guess.
How do you forget this? Hall & Oates.
See, I would fuck with this because I love Hall &
Oates. Baby hair.
Yeah, but he opens up with baby hair.
With a woman's eyes.
No, that's creepy.
I can feel you.
He's cutting up in women's eyes and putting them into baby hair?
Yeah, they're not. Honey,
all alone with me.
It's not.
Oh, no, I'm all alone.
Ah! I'm waiting for the sunrise.
And me too, to run away from you, you creep.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't. I'm going to hit the high note. Okay, ready? You come and hold me. It's you and me forever. You know how many Sarahs got fucked to this? You know
what
how many?
PYT by Michael Jackson.
Ooh, I want to love you. PYT.
Pretty Young Thing.
After, well, dude, after like 95, everybody was like, oh, the Young Thing is a boy. Like, you know, you.
No, but this is a fucking awesome song, man.
It's
fuck that
Macaulay
shit.
Macaulay Culkin. Always wanted a girl just
like you. This whole CD, the whole record is.
This
awesome.
Is a good song. The beat in this song is really good, though.
That fucking bass, man. Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Got a way you want to, baby. Tender rooty, you got to be. Spot my need, just sugar fly with me. Don't you know I?
I want to fist you.
FYT.
Oh,
That's what threw me off. It's like he had to do the acronym and then say what the acronym was in the chorus. Like, it was stupid.
So, Dutch, what are you talking about?
It was catchy.
Sometimes
what I'm talking about is I have number one.
Dutch, sometimes when I go to the ATM, the automatic teller machine, I get money out. What's the big deal?
Oh, you mean the ass-to-mouth machine?
The ass-to-mouth machine.
I have number one song to have sex to.
Okay.
Olivia Newton-John, except the only version I had on my computer was the Glee version, which I think is a lot better.
This is pretty good.
I've seen Sean in concert twice, front row.
Hold on. Did she ever bring you up on stage to get twice?
I saw her twice, front row.
Front. Okay, now why are you such a fan of Olivia Newton-John?
My dad is in love with her, and he's always like, yeah, if I would have married her instead of your mom, maybe you would have actually been able to sing.
Oh, my God.
Both of these times, it was post-divorce, so he needed a date, so it was a father-daughter date both times, and it was fun. I loved it.
Dutch.
I gave her a rose, and she put it between her teeth, and she sang and danced with my rose.
Dutch, Mitch.
That's magical.
Mitch sent another one. He sent another one in Facebook for us.
Troopers, I just received new orders.
Our superiors say the speech war. From.
You know, I read an article about this. Just happened to Mitch posted this. He was so coked up on during this movie, it was ridiculous. Jean-Claude Van Damme
was
strung out. I read an article about it. He hated the script, obviously. It was terrible. And he was strung out. The filming was terrible. Everyone fucking hated it.
Here's the thing. The actors, they spent all their times in like massage parlors?
Yes. Yep. That's correct.
I read the same article.
Pretty interesting, right?
Man. It's been out for a while now, but I don't know how many people on the show have seen it. Have you guys seen Street Fighter 2 with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
The sequel?
Yeah.
You made a sequel?
Or the Street Fighting?
You think of Super Troopers, not Street Fighter 2.
No, Super Troopers 3.
Two is being made right now.
No, 2 was the one with the gay guy from...
No, Super Troopers 2 is being filmed right now, so there's no way you've seen it.
Yeah.
The third one?
The second one is being filmed right now.
From Super Troopers?
Yes, it's being filmed. What are you talking about?
I've seen it.
What are you babbling about?
I'm confused.
Super Troopers 2 comes out in 2016.
Well, then they must have labeled it as something different.
I was confused.
What are you looking up? Wait,
you mean the Street Fighter by Sonny Chiba?
You mean Starship Troopers?
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry.
You idiot.
Oh,
did you just...
Well, basically the same exact same
you know,
thing.
I don't want to do this to death, but I have to now.
Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy Tester Burger! Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy! Liar!
Okay, Marie, what was the number one song?
My favorite song.
What was the number one song?
What Dutch played.
Really?
That's part of the reason why.
That was a big
Can you play that drop again for you because you didn't hear a word
boo,
I said?
Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy, touch the burger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy. Liar.
Let me hear your body talk. Okay, Dutch.
Body talk.
Now, this next song, I think it's not on the list, but I think we'd have sex to, and it also leads into we listen to better music than you.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go ahead and play this. You ready?
Form the banana.
No.
Form the banana.
No.
Form the banana. Form,
oh,
form
it's not
the banana.
Stop.
Peel the banana.
Don't let it go
peel,
on.
Peel the banana. Peel the banana. Peel, peel the banana. Go bananas. Go, go bananas. Go bananas.
Royce hates me.
Go, go bananas.
What am I watching?
I don't know what this is for.
It's an old lady doing dances for us.
But it's a terrible dance.
This video is labeled Dr. Jean's Banana Dance.
It's a doctor dance. You have to get your doctorate to do it right.
Pop and it's pop the corn.
Pop the corn. Pop, pop.
What the fuck is going on?
Wait.
This is weird.
Form the mango.
You're not gonna make a mango that way. It's not gonna turn into a mango when you get to the. It's not a mango.
Form the mango.
What got bad in the video? That's not how you peel a mango.
No, it's not.
Just sang a similar song to this.
That's not even the same thing as a mango.
But it rhymes with tango.
Oh, it's not the same thing.
But that's not even the tango.
Form the orange. Form.
She's
okay.
Forming things. Is she, well, hold on. That's forming the mango, though. She's just putting her hands above
neither
her head, making a circle.
The banana.
No, you don't. No. You've lost us at mango. Don't go on to other fruit that are round.
Guess what?
Got the part where it's orange juice in your eyes and you cry.
Her fake eyebrows are enraging me.
She and the nigga is my, Jesus is my nigga should do a duet together.
I was going to say, Jesus Marie, you just said that out of, you're so comfortable saying that.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
That lady. They need to do a duet together. I feel it would be good.
It's not how you peel a tomato. You're supposed to blanch them in boiling water for a couple seconds until they start to split.
The ketchup.
You know, you don't have to. You don't have to ketchup.
Stop
there's
forming things.
There's squeeze bottles for ketchup now.
Only 1 minute left, guys.
Here's the thing, though. You want to know what's great? Is the first, like, 30 seconds she changed shots and changed, like, backgrounds. And then she just gave up with editing. Just had, fuck it. The rest of the movie is, or this video is just me in a green screen with this same kind of splash background. What the fuck is this?
No. Don't peel it.
She wanted to be the new kid's hit. Like,
you don't
I think
peel.
It's so big off of this.
She probably watched The Wiggles and went like, oh, that's how simple it is to be a success.
No, this song is not new. We did it in Girl Scouts when I was a kid. We only did the banana part, not all of these parts.
Because it was for sex ed?
Because you got bored after peeling one fruit.
Yeah. It was the last 3.5 minutes.
What do you think, guys?
Okay, I want to see Sherry's version of this.
I'm confused.
Sherry, what's your version? I want to see it. Okay, Sherry's going to do it. I
please,
hear it.
Sherry.
May sing it, though.
Do it right.
Do it with your no, hold on. Do it with your
wine bra.
Oh yeah, and make sure you fill it up as you're peeling.
Drink.
Fill up your wine bra.
Ferment the grapes. Ferment the grapes.
Bananas unite, got to peel. Bananas, peel, peel, bananas, got to peel. Bananas, peel, peel, bananas. Now go, bananas, go, go, bananas. The best part about like Girl Scout camps is they would make you do this at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Like
with
10
your
minutes
shirts off.
10 minutes after.
That's hilarious.
With juicy papayas.
Juicy, juicy papayas.
I have so many Girl Scout songs in my head that where that came from. Just saying.
See, I was in Boy Scouts and we never like learned songs. We just like kind of got molested and did gay shit. Yeah.
We didn't dance and start and, you know, dance and whatever. We just started fires and cut shit with knives.
Can I sing you my favorite one now that we're on this topic?
Yes.
Oh, no. I wear my pink pajamas in the summer when it's hot. I wear my flannel nighties in the winter when it's not. And sometimes in the balmy spring and sometimes in the fall, I slip between the sheets with nothing on at all. Nosy, nosy, what's it to ya? That's my favorite Girl Scout song.
All right, so Royce, so that right there was number one for the best sexy song.
Shut the fuck up!
How old were you Mark saying this?
My Girl Scout troop also played strip poker.
Were you like
15? Holy shit.
12? Yeah, like 15.
Finished.
Walk slow.
I'm done.
Go
She's
on.
She's just 15 years old.
You mean you guys didn't have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts like I did?
Well, I had Boy Scouts.
Why would I wouldn't want to play strip poker with my Boy Scout friends anyway. Like, what am I going to do with them?
I always lost.
That's the difference between men and women.
Strip poker and Branson. Strip poker and Branson.
Okay, fine. That's fair enough. But you guys get Uno decks and the guys get real cards.
Fine. But I'll have you know, I'm not very good at poker. Am I?
Oh, this is going to be a fun trip. Sherry's going to forget to get the wine bra off. It's going to be spilled wine everywhere if we play strip poker with her. Wine everywhere.
People are going to be thinking that she's bleeding out of her nipples. Like, no, it's just wine.
I went running. I have runner's rash on my nipples. Can I tell you how many fucking songs are... Apparently, people like this. How many
Before
songs
you do
are
that,
still
I gotta
coming
tell
in?
You, I'm going to take a shit real quick because I have an emergency.
Uh-oh.
That's what happens when you don't eat a vegetable since
Kelsey,
1999.
Go check on him in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, good.
No, but fuck in two him. Minutes, if he's not back, check on him.
You should get on camera anyway. You look better than him anyway.
I know, right? Why does he always keep me off camera?
He's just suppressing you.
He is. He's holding you down.
Wait.
He
I suddenly
is jelly. He is jelly.
I know. He doesn't want to share me.
Squeeze the jelly. Squeeze, squeeze the jelly.
That's another song they came in. Perfect Circle, Three Libras is another song that sex to.
That's a good one.
Donna
Summer. No, they're just saying to find three Libras and have sex with them at the same time.
Aww. I don't think that's what that means.
Pretty sure.
Mission.
Oh, hey, there she is.
Oh.
She's on camera.
Nice
He
hat,
muted
Kelsey.
His mic so I can't hear you.
Oh, he turned off his own mic? God,
he
he's an asshole.
It.
Yeah, he Kelsey proofed
no,
it.
No, but this one's still on.
Okay, perfect.
Can you hear me on this one?
Yes, yep. We can.
Go. I like your hat. What did you Talk. Make? That's a nice hat. Did you make it yourself?
No, I am not that talented, but a nurse that I work with made it for me.
It's like a Colorado flag hat with a poof ball on top.
None of my hats have poofs on them.
I'll give you a poof.
It's very a cold weather hat because I know they have those all around here, too.
Yeah, we don't have those things.
I want a healthy house to keep going.
Yeah, we do, Royce. Hipsters wear them.
No.
I want a poof.
This is very difficult.
I know, because he just decided to... Oh, there you go. Move the camera. I don't have to worry about it.
Wait.
There you
okay.
go.
I'm getting smarter.
He's going to be so mad when you come back, too. He's going to be so mad that you move this thing.
Oh, he's going to be furious.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, snap. She don't give a fuck.
Shit. Joel... He's shitting with the door open. Shut the door.
That's his fault for leaving.
Throw pepper in there with the chew toy and close it.
Ooh, he'd love that.
I can't believe fucking Joel's stomach. That's what happens. I say Joel doesn't eat fucking vegetables. That's his on
no,
him.
No, I make him good meals. He's actually eating very well since we got together.
Oh, good for you.
Well, he made great. Me fat. He ruined my anorexic diet. But he's Aww. Eating better.
Anorexia isn't a diet. It's more of a disease.
How did he make you fat while he's getting thinner?
Because now I eat and he just eats healthy.
Ma says I can't get this Banana Lady song out of my head.
You're welcome.
Bananas.
No, don't do it again.
Don't.
I hate her. Stop it. No, Royce, it's not even funny. Stop it.
Peel, peel the banana.
Stop it. Peel.
The last thing you're going to think of before you go to bed tonight, all of you, is a stupid song.
You're right, and I hate you.
So as soon as I start having sex with Dutch, I'm going to be like, peel, peel the banana.
You guys are waiting for marriage? You haven't had sex yet?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Forget
you're
it.
Saving it for marriage?
You're saving yourself for marriage?
Fuck no, I'll never marry him. I'll never get married. Excuse me. I'll never marry again.
That'd be great if she says, I'll marry.
Very awkward poopy break.
Yeah, Dutch is, all these life changes are happening while Dutch is taking a shit.
Quick, say you're pregnant or something.
That would be awesome.
Oh, no, I'll fucking sue Morena if I'm pregnant.
Well, oh, that's, who's that? Is that the Mexican lady?
No, it's my IUD that's okay. Embedded in my cervix.
That's the new hip thing now. I have a
naming your IUD?
IUD, interuterine device.
And she also has an IED in there.
And
that
you
explodes.
Call and you call your IUD Morena?
Yep.
Macarena?
By the way, I was at the grocery store today.
Buying my IUDs?
Buying Marie's IUDs. Now, I was in the grocery store, and you know, when you go to check out, they have those little divider sticks so you could separate your stuff from the people behind you or in front of you.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, because otherwise the cashier just keeps rolling the conveyor belt like without even using common sense.
Right. Well, this wasn't the cashier's fault. More as the lady behind me. I go to that. I pick all my items, and the lady behind me, she's a Hispanic lady. She's on her cell phone, and she doesn't put the divider stick. She's just lost in the cell phone conversation. I pay for my stuff, and then I'm looking at the the little electronic. This is what you bought, and then I see Summer's Eve. And which is a douche, and then Trojan extra thin condoms. And I'm like, whoa, no, ma'am, these are not mine. These are the lady behind me. And she's like, I'm sorry, she didn't put the divider stick. This whole time, this lady's not even noticing that I was about to purchase her douche and fucking condoms. Which, look, you're gonna have a good night, obviously. You have a fun time planned, but I don't need to fucking support it. So fucking put the divider stick like a human being and stop your, what was the term, fubbing? Stop fubbing. You fucking cunt.
What it's called fubbing?
Yeah, fubbing is like this thing. This the new millennials are doing it, where they ignore each other because of looking at their phones all the time. Like when you're on Pinterest and I get angry at you.
No, that doesn't happen.
It all the time.
Name one time.
Today, yesterday, the day before, the day before
nope,
that.
All lies.
She'll sit there and she'll go in a Pinterest hole.
No, it's not true.
And Pinterest is weird because it's not even, it's like all these cool things you could do, but it's not even for you to do them. It's just to look at what other people did. Like it's not even
I don't know what you're talking about because I'm never on Pinterest.
I do them.
I do some of the things, but most of them is for looking at. I'm like, that looks cool. I want to do that someday. Pin it, and then you forget it and you never do it again.
Here's what you need to do.
I forget.
Mitch, one week.
She's on Pinterest right now, by the way.
I know. I figured. Mitch, one week, what you need to do is.
Live Pinteresty?
No, I want you to make, I want you to make, be more Pinteresting. I want you to make a, every day make those disgusting BuzzFeed recipes that are totally unhealthy and see how long before you get diabetes. Because BuzzFeed, all they do now is mix desserts. And then I think they do it just so that they have more customers for saying crop tops are fine for fat women. It's all one big conspiracy in my fucking head. And I know you got in trouble. Didn't you?
Kristen bitch is in charge of it all.
Didn't you get in? Didn't start bitching at you for another BuzzFeed comment?
The article was 17 things that plus size women can't do. Can't being in quotation marks saying, no, we're big, but we are empowered. We can still do these things, blah, blah, blah. Well, one of them was, they can't wear crop tops, and it was some fat bitch in a crop top and just looked terrible. Mm-hmm. So I just replied on the article. I'm like, can't is the wrong word. I think shouldn't would be the more correct word. And
that is awesome.
A bunch of people got mad at me, and one person's like, well, you're one to talk with your receding hairline. You should just embrace the baldness and, go with your beard or whatever what is. Ignoring the fact or not even noticing the fact that my Facebook profile is a Photoshop of myself on
as the last man on earth. Yeah,
man on earth, or Will Forte. Yeah,
yeah, and well, that's that's like we always fucking talk about it. But it's what is it? It's turned. And on top of that, bacon. On top of all that, we just learned bacon causes cancer too. So I don't really want to fucking.
But not really, because it's like a very very small percentage. And
Dutch, how was your shit?
Dutch is back.
Oh, it's good. No, I love how Kelsey thinks she can run the show. So, Casey, how about you go to that computer really to the left, fucking, find a song, I get really us out of here, be a professional broadcaster you think you are.
I already have the outro song because I don't know if you were going to be back. Well, Dutch, how was your shit?
Dutch is back.
Oh, it's good. No,
why are we hearing Kelsey ourselves?
She can run the show. So, Casey, how about you go to that computer to the left, find a song.
This is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome.
I already have the outro song because I don't know if you're going to be back.
Dutch is back.
Oh, it's good. No,
why are we hearing ourselves?
I don't know, Dutch. You're doing it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome.
My seat.
Awesome, 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 awesome.
Why are we hearing ourselves?
Echo. Aww. No, this is awesome. Echo.
Papaya. Oh.
Oh, that was great. I had a song, Dutch.
That was fun.
What the fuck did you do?
And the microphones are dead again.
Good. Now they can't argue in front of us.
Guys, thank you for listening to Dutch and Royce. We appreciate you holding on with us and that debacle that happened at the end.
I think it worked out quite nicely.
Hopefully Dutch could fix his audio because I can't hear him. I don't hear you, Dutch.
Switch your input.
Yeah, no, I don't. Switch your input again. See if your computer is rebooted. Reboot the computer? Okay, Dutch, unplug it and plug it. Okay. Dutch, check to see if U-Torrent is open. Have you seen if you...
She destroyed the audio like normal.
You say like she's done it before.
No, she has.
Why would you...
I
went to shit for like a minute and a half.
To be in
we weren't fine. You fucking...
No, in her defense, it was fine until you came back.
It was. It was going swimmingly while you were pooping.
Then why did you turn up?
Oh, God. You're done.
Anyways, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Well, Dutch, I'm going to do it since. Dutch, why are you better?
Ooh, we flipping
roles.
Yeah,
flip the script. Why are you better?
I am better because...
This commercial I hated. I could never find it again. It was the Red Hood.
Isn't this great?
It was for
what is this?
Collar. It was a whisk commercial.
What is this?
Going,
what's
isn't
happening?
This great?
Why are you
redhead?
Playing audio?
Wow, really?
What is happening? Oh my today. God, it's not me.
Whisk.
It's not me. I promise you that wasn't me. I swear to you. I have sexual healing going.
Fuck that one up.
Not
I
me.
I have no idea.
That
didn't knock on me.
I don't even know.
All right, anyway. Whatever. Let's just get out of here before
no,
this
I
whole
get to the bottom.
It really was.
Who did that?
I'm playing sexual healing, so it's
if
not
you're gonna
me.
Get, you're going to yell at me thinking I'm the one because my dumb girlfriend is the one who turned up. No, you're stupid. Who's the one who decided to hit play on the Ustream player?
You know what the funny part about this whole thing is, Dutch? Is that we're fighting to one of the sexiest songs of all time.
It's so sexy. I am better than you because I have actually fucked this song multiple times with people who aren't that one.
Nice. Kelsey, why are you better? Unmute her mic.
You had to put your mic in front of your face for it to...
You turned me off!
Why are you better, Kelsey?
She just killed the mic again.
All right, Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I invented the poop shoot.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I can blow on my girlfriend's tits and they get bigger.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better because I own the wine rack that allows Mitch to blow me.
And I am better than you because I bought a douche and some condoms for a lady behind me.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week here on Dutch Royce. Don't forget to listen tomorrow night.
For Hippo Jules.
Hippo Jules. When are we doing that interview with that funny, awesome, amazing, awesome dude?
Oh, Zach Ehner
in March. But tomorrow we actually should be getting a different interview. Isn't that right, Sherry?
Sherry, do we have that interview tomorrow?
That is correct. Tiddles should be on at
7:30. Tiddles is going to be on.
Tiddles! What? So, really?
Yep.
7:30.
Get ready.
Oh, no.
Dutch.
Listeners, tune in for some awkward radio tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Yep. All right, guys. We're out of here.
John's better than you.
Oh, sorry.
He doesn't have a
date.
Oh,
my God. Casey, I'm sorry.
So I forget. It's just
John's better than you because he doesn't have marital problems.
I forgot that you. I can forget because I'm used to have it on Hippo Juice. I'm a Dutch and Royce. I forgot, Johnny. That's on me, buddy. All right, guys, now for real, we're out.
Yeah, let's see you guys next week. That's right. Get up.
get up, let's make love.
Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy, touch the burger, boo! Boo, Wendy, boo! Boo, Wendy, boo, Wendy, liar!
I got